Okay, where is everybody? Okay. So, we've discussed in the past the Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Maimoni quoted a story that the brother-in-law of Rabbeinu Tam made a sukkah, and Rabbeinu Tam said it wasn't good because it couldn't rain in. So I told you that in the Hagos Maimoni, he quotes his brother was Rabbeinu Shimon. If you want to see here in the Rav Yoh on page 22, he says, "Ma'aseh hayah v'sichek harav Rabbi Shimshon." That's such a significant thing, but and if you look in the footnote, he says, "Or Zorogos Maimoni Shimon." Right, but the Gersa is Rabbi Shimshon, who's Giso, the brother of Rabbeinu Tam, Benosho HaRav Yosef Tuvelum, Yosef Nuvelum, Benisorim She'im Behem Arba. But the Gzeris Nisorim is that a sukkah can't have four, any planks that are four tefachim wide, that go across from wall to wall, the width, four tefachim, that's called the Gzeris Nesorim. So one cannot have such a sukkah. So Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meinu Tam, so his brother-in-law made a sukkah that was not for, with planks that ran along the whole sukkah. But the planks weren't wide; they were thin, so they didn't violate Gzeiras Tikra. But Lamaisa couldn't rein in; it couldn't rein in. So Rabbeinu Tam Pasel. It's just that it's interesting. It was pointed out in the past that the Hagos Maimoni quotes it as Rabbi Shimon, and the Rav Yoh quotes it Rabbi Shimshon, who the brother-in-law of Rabbeinu Tam was. Now, we discussed yesterday, we'll repeat a little bit today, that the Gemara in Sukkah, on page 9 of the Yud Amud Aleph, speaks about putting a sodin on top of the sukkah, right? Putting a sheet on top of the sukkah. So the bottom line, the halacha is that if it's lanoi, if it's decorative, and it's within dalat tefachim of the schach, then the then the sukkah is kosher. The sukkah is kosher. But if it's not lanoi, so then we have a machlokes. So then the pashas is, it's, what's not lanoi? It's for other reasons. It's done to protect from the branches of the sukkah, you know, drying up and falling down. So it's for lanesher. So that it's possible. But the Tshuvas HaGaonim and Rabbeinu Tam both say that once you have your sukkah, kihilchasa, you have a sukkah that's what? That's silsa merubah mechamasa, then you could even put a what? A sheet on the sukkah, even not lanoi, even to protect menachama. So it comes out that what, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if it's raining in the sukkah, you don't have to go inside. You just what? You just put on your shlok on the sukkah, and you're good. Right? You just, now, as Rabbi Mazrik pointed out, the pashup shot means that it's within dalat tefachim, or else it wouldn't be buttled to the sukkah. But any shlok that's on the sukkah is going to what? Is going to be okay. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, this is one day, but it's the Yesh Omrim. The first day is the Stam, in other words, that it's always Pasul and Nesher, and Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, no, it's only Pasul if the Sukkah is not self-sufficient. But if the Sukkah is self-sufficient, that it's Tzilasa Merubo Mechamasa, then it's going to be good, even if the Sadin is not Lanoi. So that's a tremendous Kula. That's why the Magen Avraham says, what does the Magen Avraham say we saw yesterday? The Magen Avraham says that if it's leaking in the Sukkah, like sometimes after a rain, it's still dripping from the Schach. So technically you're mitzdayer. So Magen Avraham says, don't go in your house, just pour a sudden. Now that's not Lanoi, but he says, at least you'll be Yotzei from Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. At least you'll be Yotzei Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Even though you won't make a bracha, like Chazit Hesed yesterday, you won't make a bracha because according to Shitas Rashi it's going to be possible. But L'chol HaPochos,
does it make a difference if the plastic that you're putting on is see-through
or not? Oh, that's coming up packet. We're going to see. You see, if it's not see-through, then that maybe is a machlokes. Maybe it's see-through, maybe it's even better. So I'm going to talk about the next packet, if you have a... Because if it's what... You know, say you put a plastic on top of your sukkah, so then that's chamosa, that could be chamosa meruba mitzilosa. And then that could be even going according to other shitas. So we're talking about not see-through. And even that is good according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, so the question is, for Frechta Ferrari, but doesn't it have to rain in your sukkah according to Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is the one who's passed his brother-in-law sukkah. And he's the one who's saying that sudden is good. So what's the answer? So Emperor Rav the Mosne Halacha, Rav Meshulam Zusra Yitzchak Naftali, ouch, Shlita, page 17. I always give your kid four names. That you see from here that what? That the psul of Rabbeinu Tam, he was the one. We started off the sugya by saying a hakira. Is the pshat in Rabbeinu Tam because the rain can't get in? Or no, it's only if the rain can't get in because you made the schach ba'ofen shel kvias. But say you don't make the schach shel ofen shel kvias and still rain can't get in. Say we gave an example yesterday. If you say on top of your sukkah you have some type of fan that's blowing air, so the rain, it's going to deflect the rain from coming in. Is that a possible sukkah? Because bottom line is your sukkah can't get rained in. So the Mosne Halacha wants to say no, it's okay. Why? Because mitzad schach it could get in. In other words, it's not a psul, it's not a halacha. Oh, it has to rain in. No, it has. If mitzad the schach it could rain in, even though you did a patent to stop it from raining in, that's still okay. And one of his rayas, we'll see, he has more than one raya, is because Rabbeinu Tam Gufa is the one who's the anti. He's the one who has to have rain, but yet he's the one who permits a sudden, even not lanoi. So al kocha must be that what that. The sukkah, as long as the schach is aroi, so you put a shlach on top of it, that's okay. As long as it's right on top within the daltva. I think that, yeah, that even, in other words, if you put a sod in, so then you can't make a bracha because the other Rishonim disagree and say it's only if it's lanoi, it's okay. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that when the Gemara says lacham is no good, that's only because the sukkah itself is not silosa meruba mechamasa. But if the sukkah itself would be silosa meruba mechamasa, then it would be okay. But the funny thing is, as Rav Ausch points out, that it's Rabbeinu Tam himself who's the one who's Machmir, and he's the one who's Mekel. So how do you put these two Rabbeinu Tams together? So it must be that it's only if it's if the schach is kavur. Like the case of Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law was, he took the planks, he took thin planks and he nailed them in, and he one after the other, one after the other. So that makes it like a kavadika thing.
Well, what's the reason?
Because Tosa says that sukkah is diras aroy, so Tosa is machalik. That when it comes to the defanos, it has to be just roy lakach. Even though you make your defanos as hard, as strong as can be. When it comes to the schach, that has to be aroy manish. Not just theoretical aroy.
Even if you put something on top, it doesn't matter, because practically speaking, who cares if, you know, the schach itself can let all the rain of the world in, but if I put something on top of it to block it, and he says it's okay, like from a practical perspective, it's not for me.
Because that's not the schach.
This is when the setting was put in towards the chim of the schach.
Right.
Is it considered schach of the schach? In which case it wouldn't be. Getting in. You cannot have Scott, it's still not getting in.
If
you're saying it's when it's within
four,
it's part of
Scott. You're saying that if
what do
you,
if the setting is within four fucking, then it's considered Mishtatif to the Scott, right?
Right.
So then you cannot have Scott, but Shamim's still not getting in.
You're saying that it becomes like Scott. Well, let me ask you another question. What if when it's Lanoi, that's okay, right? So let's ask another question. How could Lanoi be okay if Adik Shavim aren't getting in? So what must we say? That it's considered Batal. It's like it's not there. Even though it is there. Bottom line is, you won't get wet. So forget the Rabbeinu Tam part of it. Just the regular din in the Gemara. That everyone agrees. That if you make a sadin lenoy, that it's okay. Even though you're making it from something that's pasul. So why don't we say that this part, because part of the schach, and now the schach is the... So yeah, I guess you have to say that it's bottled to the schach, and therefore it's like it's not there.
Even though you weren't there from Illinois,
yeah, but that's not, doesn't say that. Make a hole, it doesn't say that. Yeah.
Not there, even though you put Illinois to look at it.
Right.
I mean, it's there for you to see, but it's not really a lot to see.
Right, because, in other words, if it's Illinois, then it's good. So it must be that it's bottom. Yeah. You mean like this? Say you have one of these things in your house. You press the button, and now the thing comes away. And then you build your sukkah. Then you press the button, and it comes back. So it was Rabbeinu Tam. So that's not going to be good, because it's more than, probably going to be more than four tefachim. But you mean it's not within four tefachim? So maybe you're not going to have
it.
Or could you say that sudden? You could say it's nitpal. Maybe this you can't say it's.
The sudden is considered like a clumsy thing.
That's what I'm wondering. In other words, would you say the same thing by with automatic rooftops, that you press the button, the opens, press the button, close? According to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that once you have your, if your sukkah silasa merubah mechamasa, because it could be that, you know, it could be the word is that you're putting it on top of your car. You don't view a rooftop as covering, that's a separate thing. But if you sudden, right, its own thing. But here, it's only standing based on the fact that the sukkah is there.
A little bit better, you take a big board of wood on top of your sukkah. That's not a roof, but it's still a board of wood.
Right. In other words, is it a din only by a sudden? That's the question. What do you say?
When you draw the line between the Gezeiras Asorim on one hand and the Sodom, according to the most Rishonim who don't pass them like Rabbi Latap, who hold it to Ozul, when you draw the line between the Psul of Gezeiras Asorim and the Rabbonon and the Psul de Oraisa of Sodom, where it's not
Lanoi,
assuming that's
not halacha. If it's not Lanoi, so then the pshat is that it's not batel, so now you have schach puzzle.
Right, so
you have a Mishnah Berurah? Someone can bring me a Mishnah Berurah.
How is that different from Gezeiras
Nesorim? Gezeiras Nesorim means you can't use boards that are 4 tefachim wide. A sheath is not a board.
If you line up through the sukkah, it's the 10 boards end to end that are more than 4 tefachim wide. From end to end of the sukkah.
Each one is more than 4? Each one?
Right.
Each one is more than 4 tefachim wide?
Right.
So then each one is puzzle.
Yeah, but is that because of. Is that.
That's Gezeiras Tikra.
So why is that better?
Because it's not gedulei karka, it's mekabel tuma. It has all the schach, the elements of schach posel. You see, one second. Lanozik shek the came to have Mishnah Berurah says that having tzarich sukkah batel gaba. According to Rabbeinu Tam, right. In other words, if your sukkah itself is silas of Rabbi Chavasa, and you parse on that sudden, if they chama, that's kashin. What does that mean? What does that mean? So we say that the sudden is buckled to the. You see, I have a feeling that it's only by like a sudden that you can say that the sudden is nitpal to the sukkah. It's covering it up. But it's not servicing the sukkah. But in the case of the automatic thing, I'm not so sure you could say that that's batel because it stands on its own. It stands on its own. You see, the sheet, if there's no sukkah, then there's no place to put the sheet on. The automatic door, even if the sukkah is not there, you can still open and close the door. So the door has nothing to do. You see, that's a question. Maybe by shlach you wouldn't say it because the shlach can, if you roll the shlach on, that's like sudden. But if you have a shlach that you don't roll on, but it's self-sufficient, meaning you have a, you know, like they have. And the old storefronts they used to have in front of the store, you have the crank. What?
Or that is on the crank.
You have a crank, and you crank out the thing. So maybe that you wouldn't say it's buttle to the because it can stand on its own. You see, the sudden can't stand on its own. If there's no sukkah, there's no place to put the sudden. Maybe one could say when you crank a thing up, where you have that electronic door, electronic ceiling. That could stand on its own, so maybe that's never bottled to the sukkah. But mamish, if you take if you roll a thing on top of your sach, then according to Rashi, it's not Lanoi, so it's not batel, and then it's going to be batel the schach. But everyone agrees that if it's lanoi, it's good, even though it's going to stop the rain. So korcha, it must be, as Rav Alsh is saying, that it's not a din that you need to rain in. It's a din that from the perspective of the schach, it needs to rain in. Here we say, Jesse.
What if you have a sheet of rock that's big enough to get down on the
floor? A sheet of rock is like a sheet of linen. Sheet is a sheet. I don't think it's, you know, what's made out of. I'm just saying that certain things could independently be spread out because they have a structure on their own. They're not because they're lying on the sukkah. Matt? What? Well, yeah, there are certain things that are lanoi, certain things aren't, that's for sure. That's if you require that you need a din lanoi. But we're saying, according to Shitas Rabbi Natam, that you don't need lanoi. All you need is that your sukkah should be tzilosa merubo mechamasa.
If the slack is not covered, something like plastic is not covered, right?
Plastic, maybe.
Assuming it's not, then the slack won't be a problem of Eros Pedro, right?
No, but then it's also not going to do a karka.
According to this understanding of the sugya thus far, the best sort of protection would be a roof that opens automatically and that's made of glass.
Oh, we didn't get up to that yet. That's yeah.
Just to backtrack, what is lanoi and not lanoi matter to Rashi?
Because if it's lanoi, so then it's just to beautify the thing, so we don't view it as its own entity. So it's considered batel to the sukkah.
If it's not lanoi,
so then it's not batel to the sukkah according to Shitas Rashi, because it's its own independent. In other words, it's its own independent thing. So noy is like we have a concept of hilchas chatzitza. If something is lanoi, it's not a chatzitza, because things that are lanoi are considered batel. They're just to enhance, to make it nicer.
But
things that are functional that are not lanoi are usually not batel, because lanoi is the thing that's usually.
Well, what if they're doing the same thing?
It can be batel because it's for something.
So Rashi Sheet is the simple shot in the Gemara is that obviously any case that you're is fun, you know, to make the sukkah more enjoyable, you put it on the lechama. But the Maisa, according to Rashi, that's not called batel, only lanoi. So the lanoi must have a super din of being batel, and I say that. A precedent for this in Hilchas Chatzitza, that a woman has something on her hand for beauty, she has gel nails. So, l'chatchila we tell her to take off everything. But there's some women that they're not going to take off their gel nails, or else they won't go to the mikvah. They need the gel nails. So they need the gel nails, and they just put it on, and then the mikvah is tomorrow. We're going to tell them to take off the gel nails. So Mikir Adin, it's okay if the gel nails is looks nice, and then they're not cracked. So then it's okay.
So the same thing
can
be said about
metal
jewelry, or this is only gel.
What?
Is the din only about gel nails, or like I don't know, earrings?
Yeah, it's also part of the discussion. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter that the sub and the scot have exactly the same function. You can't say that.
What do you mean? It's not exactly the same function.
Why not?
Well, why did you put it on? Did you put it on lanoi, or did you put it on mipnei hachamim?
Well, if you put it on mipnei hachamim, that's what you're putting the scot on for also. You're putting the scot on mipnei hachamim as well.
Right.
So they should have shape. So it's the same exact function. So there's more scot than there is sub in question.
because it's kach basel.
But it's basel to the kosher skach.
Yeah, but it's not.
No.
Well, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita.
That's
Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That's why Rabbeinu Tam says you can put a sheet over your sukkah, even as long as your sukkah is self-sufficient. You can just roll it over. Rashi Shita is that only noise.
I just don't know why.
You don't know why?
I just don't get it. I don't get why.
Well, I told you in Hilchos Chatzitza we have the same thing. So something is lanoi is usually considered, because if it's lanoi, it's more nitpal to the thing that it's coming to enhance. So it's.
Right, it would be too independent.
Not the same function. One is lanoi and one is not lanoi.
But it's the same function as the kosher skaf. It's the same function as the kosher skaf.
No, because it's not lanoi. Okay, I think we're going in circles. Okay, but it's okay. You could still. Okay. So that's his lord. So therefore. Rav Alsh says that he thinks Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is not that it has to rain in the sukkah, that only Mechinas the Schach. But if you, like the case I gave you, would you have the thing blowing air, deflecting the. So he would say, Rav Alsh, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's okay. Because the Schach is still Aroi. I did a patent, a kudz, that it shouldn't rain in. Okay, he brings another raya. Take a look. There's a famous sugya here on Tezayin Amud Aleph on page 12. The famous sugya of Achotet Begodish. We'll spend a lot of time in this position. So what does Chotet Begodish mean? You have a stack of hay, very big stack of hay, so like 6 feet worth of stack of hay. So obviously a stack of hay is not a sukkah. You can't go into it. But say you hollow it out. So the Gemara says it's no good, because when you put, in other words, now you hollow it out, so Mamela, I have a sukkah. Now I can go in because I took out the inside. And Mamela, yeah, but the thing is, when you put the thing that's going to be the schach now, that wasn't taken away because you only took out the inside to hollow out, that's going to be my schach. I didn't put it the shame itself, because it was there originally as just the top of the haystack. There was no shade because the whole thing was filled in. So that's called what? Tasev lo benasi. That the sukkah was not letzel at the onset. So the Gemara says, but what if when I put this, when I made the original haystack, I didn't fill it in totally. There was a tefach airspace underneath the top part, going through the sukkah. So you had this thing, you had a stack of hay, then you had a tefach airspace, and then the other stack of hay. So at the time that you made the top of the haystack, it was mahil on something. There was an empty space of air. So even though that's not enough to serve as a sukkah, but it has a din shame oil. It has a din shame oil, so therefore it's not called tasev lo menasi, because the bottom is when that top part was put on the sukkah, it was mahil on an airspace of a tefach.
But you want to increase it? Are you increasing the space on top of the airspace, or are you increasing the airspace itself?
So you had the airspace, and now you're increasing, you're taking out more and more and more. So now, you started with a tefach, and now you'll get much more, so you can actually fit in. Because if you have a thing of hay, and it's totally filled in, so then what's going to be the schach now, after you hollow out, didn't exist at the time of the, when you stacked up the hay. So now it's becoming schach retroactively. The idea is that schach has to be, you have to have a siyah that it's schach when you're putting the schach on. It can't become schach retroactively. That's called chak asukas tasalucha. Tasav lomina osri. It has to be an asiyah. But if you originally had what? An airspace of a tefach, then we call that that you've made the schach for tzel. Because at least there's an airspace. Even though it's not an airspace that you could use, really, but that's good enough. So that's what the Gemara says. Achotin begodish, amar Rav Huna, lo shonu ela she'ein shom chalol tefach b'meshach shiva. Havo yei shom chalol tefach b'meshach shiva, hareza sukkah. Then it is a sukkah. And that's how it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look on page 16. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sukkah Tav Reish Lamed Hey Al Sukkah Apol Pi Shelo Nesa L'Shem Mitzvah Kshera Bushetiyah Suya L'Tzel. Sukkah's akum, right? We said a sukkah doesn't have to be made l'shem mitzvah. It has to just be made l'shem tzel. So if you made a sukkah l'shem tzel, it's okay. You got sukkah's akum, noshim, behema, kusim, roim, kayotzim, urgim, shomer, shuos. Well, sukkah shenases me'eleha, a sukkah that's nases me'eleha, that retroactively becomes a sukkah, whereas when I piled up this hay, it wasn't a sukkah at all, because it was all filled in. Now I'm going to hollow it out, and Mela, I won't take everything away, the top will remain. So it'll become a sach umafreya. No good.
He didn't put this godish to be a source of shade.
Even though later on, when you hollow it out, now it will be a source of shade, but that's, you're not doing a active maisa. It's only retroactively, based on taking away the things surrounding it, it becomes a tassav luminos.
Im osa betchil kshanotin sham agodish chalot tefach, but if it was originally a chalot tefach, kemech shech shiva,
so if, as long as when you originally made it, at least you left an airspace underneath the top level of a tefach, then later on you could hollow 9 tefachim and it'll be okay. Right, you have to have an asiya l'shem tzel. So the Taz, there's a Taz here on the bottom where the bottom arrow is here on page 16. Frech the Taz. The Kachel of page Rabbi Tam the Postal Ein Amata Yochel Leirid. The Lo Begodish Ein Amata Yochel Leirid.
What do you think of the Taz is Kasha? The Taz is saying he doesn't think rain will readily penetrate a haystack.
Right, so that's his kasha. But right, a chotid begodish is if there was a halal tefach, it's okay. But who says it could rain in? I guess the assumption is
a haystack is it's very dense. It's very, right? You've seen haystacks, well? In the picture book, Vada.
I mean, in those times they
use
that, so you probably
don't.
Right.
Yeah. So that's his kasha. That's the Taz's kasha. So what's his teretz?
He's wondering how that should not work.
Right, so he's asking, how is Rabbi Natan going to learn the sugya of a chotet begadish? Now, chotet begadish is usually not good, but if it's a halal tefach, it is good, but it shouldn't it be puzzled for another reason? That it's not royal and shaman? So he writes like this. He says he thinks this whole requirement of shamim is only a din d'rabbanim. Shelo yehekim in bayis. So he says in achnami, the psul is only d'rabbanim. We can't have a psul ben a Torah, so, but if it's tasem elumina osoy, that's a psul d'oraisa. Right? But the question is, but if it's chal tefach, it's okay. So what about the rain issue? Still, right, so why is it okay? It should still be possible with the rabbanon. The kosher b'yesh godish chalol tefach, chilak, v'yizacharka, avsh ena mato yochol eirid. And he's saying, even though in Chor it still can't rain in, nearly the also with Rabbanim ain mata yored el sheyesh but lo dimyon lebayis. Masha ain came begodesh lo haven dome lebayis klal. He says it has to be a dimyon lebayis. It has to look somewhat like a structure of a bayis. And he says if you have a godish, so even though technically it won't rain in, but it doesn't look like a bais. Planks, exactly. Right, exactly, exactly. It was. In other words, this psul drab rodan is if it looks like a bais in the end. Right. 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 You're saying you think the mashmalos of Tosis is on Beis of an Aleph is the rest of. Oh, so let's see what he says. Look on page 19. He says. On the left bottom, Od Raya Midivrei Hataz B'Chodeh B'Godesh. The Sugya Shlavi Raya L'Dvareinu Mimash Kosova to resolve. L'Hakshos L'Das Rabbeinu Tam Shaposel Asuka Be'im Shom Yichom Leired. Mihad V'Chshirin B'Godesh K'sheish Chalot Hefach Tchila. The Chora Einag Shomim Yordim Bo. Right. From my Kosher V'Teretz Hataz. Tapsul shall mutter eino el midrabonin. Shlo yehe kimin vice. The godish lo havi dimin the vice kval. Okay, ain also a feel midrabonin. She ain't a shami yochel leirid. Okay, harelon you so murkha, but that's where I'm in a drop of hecha. The oseo kimin vice. As I psul. She ain't a shami yorid. But she ain't a name. Ain't a domel a bias. Even though technically I feel oseo, but often she ain't a shami yochel leirid. Sheira. So that was like what the Chazon Hess said, that the case the Rabbeinu Tam Pasul was only like the Nesorim case, because that's like Dumya the Bais. Okay, Rabbosai, we always have this chus twice a year for Rabbi Einstarter to come from Cleveland to collect tzedakah for Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael, and before the Yomim Noraim and before Purim. So please give him your attention.
very briefly, I've been coming to Kona close to 30 years. We distribute money to hundreds of impoverished families in Eretz Yisrael, given in the most coveted way. The tzedakah is an honest tzedakah. Its probity is excellent. We check out the families for their needs, and according to the needs, we distribute the money. Then, every expense incurred in getting the money there does not come out of these funds. It's covered from elsewhere. So it means if you give a dollar, that dollar goes to Eretz Yisrael, to any Eretz Yisrael. It's a real tzedakah. It's an honest tzedakah for people who really need it. For tax purposes, checks can be made out to my shul's charity fund. As Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund, we simply turn it over. Rabbi Herschel Jaffe is a close friend of mine. He calls me up before and after the Yom Noraim. Whatever he has in hand, we send, and whatever is committed to him at that time, we'll lay it out. It's an honest tzedakah, it's a real tzedakah. Avail yourselves. It's a big mitzvah. So whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently, please do that.
I
wish you that you always be on the giving side and never have to be on the other side.
So he wants to bring a raya about from this taz that it's not a din. Now it has to rain in. It's a din that if it can't rain in because it's dubya debayis, it has a certain kvias to it, a certain surah to it of kvias, then it's a problem. And he says that even though the Taz says it's a din drabanan, Simon, where are you? He says you could say that within the deraisa also. Whereas even if you want to say it's a psul deraisa, akati efshal chalek, and say that that the deraisa is only if it's it's do me a device because it's a certain kvias to it. It happens to be that it has worked within the rabbanon. Oh, and then he says that everything that he says here is backed up by the Marach or Zarua on page 5. The Marach, who's the Marach or Zarua? The son of the Or Zarua. Right? Yitzchak or Zarua. And Reb Chaim or Zarua, right? It's a chashuva sefer in halacha. In Rabbi Shachter asked the kasha on the last kol bechina from the right about the din is that Shabbos is koveya for meiser. Normally, you could, if you weren't mafresh trumas and meisers, you could eat achilas haroi. But on Shabbos, the Gemara says anything you eat on Shabbos is called achilas kepa. So that's why the Marach or Zarua says, if you eat a couple of cookies on Shabbos, then it's a suffix, maybe you have to make Birkas HaMazon. Because the Shabbos gives, just like if you kovei a suda, during the week, you have to eat the whole box of Tam Tams to have a shayla, that it could be a Birkas HaMazon. But on Shabbos, if you eat a piece of cake, you have a shayla Birkas HaMazon. That's why Rabbi Joshua Hoffman told me that, Zatzal, that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was machmir for this Marach or Zarua, and no one's going to just bench because not everyone agrees with the Marach or Zarua. So the chumra would be not to eat cake on Shabbos outside of a meal, because if you're going to eat a kazayis of cake, maybe you have a suffix of Birkas HaMazon.
That was from Moshe's heter to eat Matzah Shira on Shabbos Erev Pesach. You go on Matzah Shira even if it's less than the 12 days.
Yeah. Not exactly. Rav Moshe said it, if you're doing it l'shem the suda, even though you weren't, he's saying, stam, you're eating a snack in the middle of the afternoon, not to be yotzei the suda. Stam is as a snack. Shabbos afternoon, not l'shem suda at all, afal pikein, the achila b'shabbos is kavir. Rav Moshe's word, as Rabbi Ort has in the sefer, is that if you're eating it l'shem the suda, even though you're not eating a quantity of kaviyah suda, that could be enough. So it's a different lumbus. Different lumbus. So the Marach or Zarua says the following. He asks the same kasha that Tosis asks on Beis Amud Aleph. That what's the big problem of rain on Sukkos? What's the big deal? Rain on Sukkos? What's the big deal? Just put waschach on. So he says like this on page 6. So he asked, he's the one. You want to know who's the one who points out this question in Rabbeinu Tam. So if you look, Mamish the Marach or Zarua, that's Rav Auschwitz is very excited. He found this Marach or Zarua. He says, the first word on the line on the right side of page 6, Bechol HaMoed, on the right side, it says Bechol HaMoed, Va'od, halo Rabbeinu Tam Matir, Lifrosodin Tachtea, Mibnei Anishar. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who says it doesn't have to be Lanoi. Once you have your sukkah, it's good. Even if it's not Lanoi. So he says, so then, why can't I put the sod in to save me from the rain? In Kengam Ibneg Shamim, you first stichi oros al shulchano, shalotisrach machafaso, v'lo yifne hasukkah. But what do you have to leave the sukkah? Just put sheets. It should be fine. So you see v'feirish that he's understanding that Rabbeinu Tam's sheets is not with a hole in them. Rabbeinu Tam's sheets stop the geshem. So if it stops the Geshem, so what's the problem? So great. So from the Kasha, Rav points out, you see, Ah, but isn't Rabbeinu Tam the one who says it has to rain in? So what do you mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam? So you see from here, another raya, says Rav Ash, that no, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't. Rabbeinu Tam says you can't make the schach kavua. But and as a result, it's not going to rain in. But if the schach is not kavua, you just do a patent, like the air patent, you know, or the sadin patent, or whatever ingenuity you have, tavola bracha. Or else it wouldn't be a kasha. So that's his kasha. So that's what he's assuming. The Marach was wrong. So then he has a kasha. So what's the problem? What's the whole shindig about rain? Oh, blah, blah, blah. What's the big deal? Rain. So just put a raincoat on your sukkah. Put a raincoat on your sukkah. So what's the answer? So the answer is Shem Yishlomer. Atori Tirlasu Sukkah Vipsos Dor Vieker. He says the Torah said you can make the branches, etc. It's not as long as it's not from the Sar Mudala Al Gala. Right? And the Torah lo chiva lasa sukkah kumin bayit latsa merukshamu kumin achamu urok kubrechu shayim doa kiv epshal tzachil latsa merukshamu harish ha Torah yitiru lasa sukkah chitatu merukshamu. In other words, he's saying that the Torah said you can make a sukkah that rains in. So therefore, that's what a kosher sukkah is. Now, I can make it thicker, and it won't rain in. That's not your field. Because the Torah wasn't mitzvah such a sukkah. The Torah says, but in a chanami, if you want to do it, you can do it. But the Torah's not mitzvah. The Torah's mitzvah to make a regular sukkah. And then the Torah says that if you're mitzdayer, you can leave the sukkah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you could be an Ibra Chacham. You could be clever. The Torah wasn't mitzvah that. It wouldn't be good, but the Torah wasn't mitzvah that. What do you say to that? The Torah said, if the Torah wants basically the sukkah to be psalms, garb, yakiv, then that's it. Theoretically, we could do, but that's not part of the chiv of what a sukkah is. Right, it's not a requirement. It's not a requirement. Okay. I mean, he's saying. But the question is, if you could do it, why shouldn't you do it? Yeah. Right, but this is better, because here you can make... You know, if you're assuming that... we don't necessarily pass like Sheikh is Rabbeinu Tam, we said, right? But we're within Rabbeinu Tam people. So theoretically, you could just pour a sodom. I mean, the Magen Avraham says do that, right? The Magen Avraham says if your sukkah is leaking, don't go in, pour a sodom. Because at least you get to. So he's saying, so what's the big deal? So we'll be pour a sodom, but he says the Torah wasn't mechayev you to do that. So the Torah says, "V'asmecha migarnecha miyikvecha psalos gor v'yekiv hakosim medaber." Sorry. Oh, but then he says, "Me and Kain she'asa Rav Shimon, he's a Rebbe Tam, he's having a sorry shame down below." But to do what Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law did, that you shouldn't do, because that looks too much like a bias. Or a ticker or something like that. But it's just, as long as you make it a sukkah, a Torah hitira lasa sukkah bipsos gorod v'yekin. Not your feet and the whole gedule kakik sherim. The vade posum devices the sukkah machmor al bais shukol shana. Began sukkah matzelas menak sharm psula ech yomar mali nesarim mali tikkas habayis menatzelas menak shomim sukkosu tzorech asosu shalo tatzil menak shomim because you're not supposed to make a bias ala Torah lochiv alas a sukkah kemin bias lahatzil menak shomim. It says the Torah didn't require us to do this. Sure. So one second. So Rav Ash, after he says his whole shtickle, he says that he's corroborated by the Maharaj Har Zeruah. Because the Maharaj Har Zeruah really says it would be okay. It's just you're not mechuyev to do it. He says, Nimtzad Rabbeinu Tam Sosei Mishnoso. The Samachti here on page 19 in the end of the first paragraph here. Samachti ka'al kol hom shel acha shomim matzasi shekivanti v'rayizu v'dayto v'dolo shel marachor zeruah. Rabbeinu Tam Mati l'ufro sodin tachtem v'dei anashar, shal yuhan. Ke gamim neg shomim yufro stichei oras al shukhanot. So that's his yisod. He thinks it's mutter. I think it's good. I like this whole mahalach that it's not a din. So in a chanami, if you put the shlach on, it's okay. I mean, we don't do it lechatchila because that's only Rabbeinu Tam Shita. According to Shita's Rashi, once it's you're putting it on to save from the rain, so then that's not bottled to the schach. And Mamela, now you have schach bustle on top of yours, so then it'll pass the sukkah. It'll pass the sukkah. Either way, it'll pass the sukkah. It's not bottled to the sukkah. Even if it's within Dal Tvah. Even if it's laying on the sukkah, the sukkah is possible, according to Rashi. Even though Rashi Shita is that it doesn't have to rain, it's fakir. Rabbeinu Tam says it has to rain in, but he'll mask the shlak. And Rashi holds it doesn't have to rain in, but he'll ask the shlak. You get the Maradik, yeah? We hear the word. Okay, so I think we got some Havana in Shita's Rabbeinu Tam here from the different approaches here. Okay, tomorrow I'll give out the next packet. It's also a continuation of this. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, our Chaver Tov, Ari Glazer, Shlita, is a yortzeit of the father, yortzeit of his father, right? And he wants to give a little breakfast to the shir. So you'll come to Seder, and then when the Olam is here, we'll go into the side room and we'll have something to eat the Eloi Nishmas, his father. Okay, we'll go to one of the classrooms, something like that. Okay, we thank him as he did last year as well. And the Shomer should have an aliyah, and maybe just say a short thing, and then we'll go back to learning. Okay? Bye.